When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 12 of Dare to Be. Our devotion today is titled, Trusting God. William Barclay once wrote, "The Christian must aim at complete obedience to God in which life finds its highest happiness, its greatest good, its perfect consummation and peace." Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 4 through 8. "On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, 'Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you.' And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, 'My father!' And he said, 'Here I am, my son.' He said, 'Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?' Abraham said, 'God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son.' So they went, both of them together." Abraham trusted God completely. So he obeyed God fully. R. Kent Hughes highlights Abraham's trust in God. "After 3 days' journey, Abraham looked up and saw in the distance the place where he was to sacrifice Isaac, and said to his two servants, 'Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you.' I and the boy will worship" was, of course, intentionally vague because offer a burnt offering could have raised further questions. What amazes us is that Abraham was totally sincere and convinced after offering Isaac as a burnt offering, they would return together. We know this because the writer of Hebrews comments, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he, who had received the promises, was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, 'Through Isaac shall your offspring be named.' He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back." That's from Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19. Abraham so utterly believed God's promise that Isaac's children would carry on the bloodline that he reasoned that God would have to raise Isaac from the dead. Abraham envisioned the doctrine of the resurrection when as yet, there had been nothing in history to suggest it. In this way, he perhaps began to see Christ's day. You can see John 8, verse 56. Here was a bold, original, informing faith. Faith is a journey that leads to fullness of joy. No one has ever regretted obeying God because it always leads to perfect peace. Abraham had complete faith that God would provide. He didn't know how, but he trusted that God wouldn't promise him a son and not fulfill his promise through Isaac. It has been said that faith is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the more it grows. The danger comes when the only time someone uses their faith is to trust in Jesus for salvation. The same faith that saves is the same faith that sustains. God wants our faith to grow daily as we learn to trust Him. Abraham had followed God from Ur of the Chaldeans to a hill to offer his son as a sacrifice. He had failed in some test of faith and found the God who forgives and restores. Other times on his journey, he trusted God fully and discovered the highest happiness of obeying God's will. At this time in his faith journey, Abraham's faith has matured. Abraham learned that a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Abraham could not become the man of faith without testing times that led to greater faith. Likewise, we cannot have mature faith without testing times. With each test of faith comes opportunities to trust God more. Each time we obey, God leads us to greater joy and gives us more reasons to trust Him. Some questions to consider. In what ways has obedience brought you the fullness of joy? On the other hand, in what ways has disobedience led to unrest in your soul? What part of trusting God do you find the most difficult? And finally, how can today's devotion give you more reasons to trust God no matter what He calls you to do? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.